Well, first, you want me to take the role right away.
Six, 12, six.
All right. Member Aruz. Member Austin. Member Bachner. Member Bonner. Member Creedy. Member Duba Clancy. Member Ehrman. Chairman Avancek. Chairman Johnson.
Here.
Kirk Johnson. Chris Johnston. Member Kelly. Member Cascatallo. Member Calladine. Member Oates. Member Oliver. Member Plavach. Member Rogers. Member Simon. Whitney Simon and Dorota.
Here.
And Member Kelly just walked in. We do not have enough for a quorum.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for the people who are attending. Because we don't have a quorum and we are so close to getting something ready for to present to the board, we are going to adjourn tonight's meeting. As we get closer to the board, you know, bringing something to the board, we really need to make sure we get a quorum so that the board can hear from the most people on the committee as possible. We cannot approve anything to go to the board without a quorum. So with that being said, you...
Point of order.
I received an email today at 9:13 a.m. from Trish. And the subject line was first finalized deliverable from consultant. And I appreciate that.
Yes.
The document did not make it into the DEIAG packet, nor was the document on our agenda. As a point of order, I'm interested in understanding how or if this document, the audit checklist, will be reviewed by the DEIAG.
Absolutely. We didn't receive the finalized version of that until Saturday. That's why it didn't make it into the packet. I wanted to send it to the group so everybody would have time to review it. If we would have had a quorum tonight, we could have discussed it. If we had a quorum tonight.
No, Trish. The Open Meetings Act require that you share public information 48 hours before the meeting. So we couldn't have discussed it tonight.
I could have reviewed it with you, and then any discussion
would have ensued later.
Correct. That is correct. So we wanted to get it to you as soon as we could. We know we've been waiting for some of the deliverables from the consultants. You know, we're taking our time with them to make sure that we got the best product we can for the money we spent. That being said, do you have anything, Ken?
Yeah, only that we need to make a big push, and this obviously gives time to review all documents, but we need to make a big push for the next meeting and get a lot of attendance because we are reaching the finish line, and if we don't start meeting quorum, I mean, it's understandable. Everybody's going back to school, kids going to college, things like that. But as we, you know, prepare for the next meeting, we really need to have you reach out to your people and see if they can attend just so we can make sure that we do move this thing forward.
When is the next meeting?
We can set it tentatively for the third Monday in September. The 18th of September.
The 18th.
I can double check on the calendar of this room and make sure that it's open. And I will send an email out to everybody tomorrow.
So at this point, can I second your motion?
You may second my motion.
I second Trisha's motion to adjourn.
She keeps me in line. I'm so thankful for it. I mean, really. Thank you very much for your attendance. I appreciate it. And we will see you in a few weeks.
All right. Meeting adjourned.